and sure, nothing more wretched than what I must endure. I'm drenched in the light that shines from the sun. I can stone you to death for the wrongs that you've done. Sooner or later you're gonna make a mistake, and I'll put you in a chain that you never will break. Legs and arms and body and bone, I'll pay in blood but not my own. Night after night, day after day, this strip your useless hopes away. More I take, the more I die, yeah, the more I live. I got something in my pocket, make your eyeballs swim. I got dogs who tear limb from limb. I'm circling around the southern zone. I'm paying blood, but not my own.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and online via cjm.ca. We're also streaming through iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. And we ended off that set with a pair of Bob Dylan-related tracks, ending off with a track from the Cutting Edge box set released in 2015.
Mm-hmm. In many iterations of this, there was the 2-disc version, there was a 6-disc version, and I believe there was like the ultimate. I think it was either a 16 or an 18-disc edition that was released as well.
Yeah, and this box set was put out to compile the entire recording sessions from his 60s electric period, which covered 3 different albums.
Yeah, that's right. So Bringing It Back Home, Blonde on Blonde, and of course, Highway 61 Revisited, which is, you know, widely regarded as one of the greatest recordings of all time. You know, I think all three can definitely be appraised of that. And what a great box set. You know, if you are a Dylan diehard, just spoil yourself and check this out. But as you mentioned, we heard Take 6 of I Wanna Be Your Lover, a very similar yet distinct edition of that particular song. And before that, we heard a Bob Dylan song, but not by Bob Dylan, by friend of the show, Tim Swadling.
Yeah, he recorded a version of the song Pay in Blood with the Detroit Dylan Review band called Before the Flood. As he told me, this song was requested to be recorded for a Bob Dylan tribute show in Cleveland, and Tim did this with this band. He's currently working on an album of original material that will be coming out later this year, and this band is playing a show in Detroit on July 15th at the Cadu Cafe. We heard their version of Pain Blood with Tim, and a pretty cool cover. Prior to that, we heard some music from Christopher Slightholm. We heard the track Acid Cowboy from a new forthcoming album that's coming out on June 3rd. This features Christopher Slightholm, who's one of the main songwriters and members of the band Snake River out of Regina in Saskatchewan. Lately, he's been doing a lot of solo recordings and other projects, in addition to still sticking with Snake River. I believe they did like a live thing. We spoke with the Garys last year, and we talked about how they did this live show every year in Saskatchewan. They'll have an old, like, public domain silent film, and a band will score the music and perform it live alongside the screening as the movie's happening. And Snake River did this last year. No word on that being released officially. I'm not sure if it was recorded, but that would be pretty cool because they did it alongside the Phantom Carriage.
Oh, that's really cool. I would love to check that out.
And really cool stuff there. I'm sure we're going to hear more of that. There's already 2 singles released. You can find that on their Bandcamp page. And then before that, we heard music from Apollo Ghosts.
From their latest release, Pink Tiger. As mentioned in previous episodes, it's interesting that it's a double album, one featuring primarily acoustic arrangements of songs and the other more of the rock and roll electric versions of the songs that we're kind of used to hearing from Apollo Ghost. Both sides, both parts of the album are fantastic. We heard the track Acid Jenny. I guess we kind of had an acid feel, a little bit of an acid trip in that set, if you will.
I guess. And then before that, we heard music from Girl Trouble.
Are you seeing these pink elephants too?
Whoa, man. Hey, no, before that, we heard music from Girl Trouble, and we heard a track from their 1987 single. We heard Tarantula, an instrumental track, definitely indebted to garage and surf rock musical stylings. Really cool stuff from that band. And we're going to continue next with a set that I guess is more country and folk oriented.
Yeah, that's right. A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll, as the old saying goes. We're going to be starting off with some material from Tess Parks, who is a singer-songwriter from Toronto. She has a brand new album out titled And Those Who Were Seen Dancing. We're going to hear a track off of that. As well, we're going to be hearing a new track that dropped from the forthcoming Sadie's album, Colder Streams. That's not set to be released until July 22nd. However, there is another new track which has been previewed, so we're going to be playing that. And some material from Wilco. They actually have a brand new album out that you can pick up in stores now called Cruel Country. So let's get to it with music from Tess Parks here on Revolution Rock and CJAM 99.1 FM.
Takes me to
You're listening to Revolution Rock on CJM 99.1 FM. I'm Adam, here with Dave, and we're going to be counting back that last set we just played. We do want you to stay tuned, though, because coming up next, we're going to have a great featurette on K Records and a band that's a little bit more obscure called Supreme Cool Beans. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. But coming back from that last set, we heard a brand new track from Wilco. It's from their latest release called Cruel Country. Dave, what's the name of that song?
Tired of Taking It Out on You. Actually, the announcement of this new album came very shortly after they announced that they were going to be doing a deluxe 18 record edition of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. But anyways, great new stuff from Wilco. Prior to that, we heard more really great stuff from the alt country world. This will be the final album from this band featuring Maine songwriter and musician Dallas Good, the Sadies.
Yes, we heard something from their forthcoming record, Colder Streams. We heard the track Cut Up, High and Dry. You can find that in stores on July 22nd. If you want to actually pick up a copy of it, we do encourage you to purchase it ahead of time and pre-order, because I'm sure that this record is going to sell out. After Good's passing, there was a lot of love sent the way of the Sadies, and a lot of people just coming out and giving their admiration for the band and how much they meant to them. There is still going to be a tour of the surviving members of Sadies. As we mentioned, we're not really sure how that's going to pan out, if it's going to be like a type of review show where different people come in to fill in the vocals for what would have been Dallas Good's contributions. We're not quite clear, but they are going to have some dates across the world, so you can always go to their Bandcamp page and get more information about that. Just note that if you happen to be in the Netherlands, Spain, or in Germany, you're lucky, because that's where they happen to be performing.
I think there is one Canadian date at a festival, but I think it might be in Winnipeg. So any of our Winnipeg listeners can go see the Sadies at that festival. And then we started off that set with music from Tess Parks from their latest release, And Those Who Were Seen Dancing.
That's right, we heard the track Happy Birthday Forever, which is very fitting, actually, coming after that Bob Dylan set where we were celebrating his 81st birthday. So there we go. Great ties, small world. Now, up next, Dave, this is really cool. You actually tipped me off on this, because I didn't realize that there was this great band on K Records, the label that, of course, is helmed by Beat Happening and Calvin Johnson, called Supreme Cool Beans. Tell us a little bit about this band, because its history is really fascinating.
Yeah, so this was a band that played around in the Olympia, Washington area, which is where this label and Calvin Johnson is from, in the 80s, and in the summer of 82, they recorded a live session for a radio show that Calvin Johnson did on Chaos FM. It's notable, he played a lot of really great music on this show at a time when people were focusing on different types of music. He dug really deep. And throughout the years when he still did the show, he had a lot of people on the show that would go on to do a lot of really great things in music, including Kurt Cobain of Nirvana. He had Kurt Cobain on to do like a live acoustic session at one point. But anyway, one of the very first things he did was he had this band come in that he really liked called the Supreme Cool Beings. Now, this was more of an experimental band. They had saxophone, drums, guitar, and bass sometimes, but they were more experimental and post-punk, and Heather Lewis would be the drummer and sometimes vocalist in this group. Eventually, Heather Lewis would go on to play in Beat Happening with Calvin Johnson. Johnson loved this band. He had them play live. So the band was broadcast live on his show, which was called Boy Meets Girl. The band featured bass guitar, had both male and female vocals, a female drummer, and played in multiple bands at the same time, which is now commonplace, but was quite unusual in 1982. Their album would eventually be titled Survival of the Coolest. The album cover, which was released only on cassette, was designed and hand-painted by Heather and the members of the band. This album is long out of print, has never been officially released digitally or even on CD, but I managed to find a version of it. We're going to hear four tracks from this coming up later, but what's really interesting is Heather would go on to play in Beat Happening after this with Calvin Johnson and Laura Carter, and then eventually Brett Lunsford. That's when they became Beat Happening in 83. K Records is just a cool label. They have a very close connection with Sub Pop, which was also based out of Washington. When they did their zines in the early days, Sub Pop started as a fanzine and would release compilation cassettes. One of the people that did that and worked on that zine at the time was Calvin Johnson. So he had a connection with them, and there's a lot of releases that had been released throughout their history on not only K Records, but also Sub Pop as well at the same time. But we're going to leave it at that. Another tagline from this label is,